With all the talk about a possible blue wave in Tuesday's midterms, Republicans in some heavily Democratic parts of the Northeast, like Western Massachusetts, are hoping to secure victories wherever they can. Back in April, WAMC spoke with a handful of the county's Republicans at the party state convention in Worcester. Just before Election Day, WAMC checked back in. Registered Republicans account for less than 9% of the Berkshire electorate, around just 7,700 voters. That's just below average for the rest of Massachusetts, where the party's roughly 470,000 registered voters reflect around 10% of total voters.
I personally think I take the view of George Washington. He always said the mistake of a country will be to vote only based on political party. Really, we should be voting on what's the best interest of the country, and that's how I go.
That's Christine Canning Wilson, a Republican who ran against Democrat Adam Hines for state Senate in 2016 and Democrat John Barrett for state representative a year later. WAMC spoke with her back in April at the state convention. This year, no Republicans are standing in local elections.
Currently, I'm the GOP treasurer for the GOP party in Lanesboro.
Canning Wilson, who describes herself as a fiscal conservative with progressive social views, says she won't be voting the party line.
I am not voting for Charlie Baker, nor have I offered any support to Charlie Baker.
Saying the incumbent Republican governor was too distant from the Berkshires, Canning Wilson gave her nod to challenger Jay Gonzalez.
He only seems to come around when it's voting time, and personally, I would like to give the Democrat the choice to be our next leader.
You're happy to support Governor Baker again.
Stephen Miller, another Berkshire Republican WAMC met in April, has no such qualms with the first-term governor.
I think he's doing a great job in the state, showing how we can work on initiatives that both sides can support.
Miller says the biggest change he's seen over the course of the election is the tone of the nation's political discourse. He says the Kavanaugh hearings were an example of both ends of the political spectrum falling short.
Looking at how there was a rush to publish stories without always substantiating them, and there was a willingness on one side to ignore due process and on another side to rush to a vote, I think that disgusted Americans on both sides.
The two Republicans found common ground on U.S. Senate hopeful Jeff Deal, who faces incumbent Democrat Elizabeth Warren. Canning Wilson.
He's a solid person. He offers more of a Republican financial background.
I've actually been fortunate enough to meet him.
Again, Miller.
And, you know, I've loved what he's done to support the hardworking taxpayers in Massachusetts and hope he has the opportunity to do that at the national level.
In a key race where the roles of politics and party have been hotly contested, some Berkshire Republicans have chosen to back independent write-in candidate and incumbent district attorney Paul Coccaviello. He lost the Democratic primary to Andrea Harrington. Catherine Mickle represents the Berkshire County Republican Association. The group officially endorsed Coccaviello in October, but Mickle says she was part of the initial group that organized Coccaviello's general election bid.
I was invited personally, and two other people in our board were invited to sit in on the initial meeting to see if we would be able to be interested in supporting him if there was a write-in campaign.
She agreed to join the write-in campaign movement and, days later, helped pitch it to Coccaviello.
We presented, as a group of Republicans, Democrats, and unenrolled, a request for him to allow us to do a write-in campaign.
Later, at the Berkshire County Republican Association's October board meeting, the rest of the group that represents, quote, a couple hundred Republican voters, followed Mickle in backing Coccaviello.
Because of his experience, because of his ability to do the job, because of his passion for helping victims in Berkshire County.
Mickle held the party line when asked about the possibility of a blue wave.
I am optimistic that there will be a possible red wave.
While Mickle declined to speak for the association at large or for Republicans in the county on the ballot questions voters will decide Tuesday, the group's Facebook page has encouraged a no vote on question three. a move that would repeal a 2016 law signed into law by Baker prohibiting discrimination against transgender people in the Commonwealth. That puts the group at odds with fellow Republican Canning Wilson, who sharply criticizes efforts to buck the law.
There's no difference between the segregation laws of Jim Crow, when they separated bathrooms between whites and people of color, than there is today of people who are heterosexual separating themselves from people who may not be heterosexual. So I am Republican, and I am supporting the transgender community.
Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.